This is Riff from Slam, and you're listening to OMP Unplugged with Gabriel Dean.
Coming to you live and from the Tennessee side, you're listening to OMP Unplugged, organic music podcast unplugged, and I am your organic host, Gabriel Dean. First, we want to thank our sponsor, for without them, we couldn't do this, folks. ncpwall.org, some lovely people fighting for your legal right to access. And by wilddogsradio.com, keeping a leg up for artists across America and the world, doggy style. Today, folks, we will be talking to the American hard rock band Fargo Strut. Now you know who I am and you know what I do, so let's go right to the music. This is the band Fargo Strut with their song, Every Time You Touch Me.
We'll be right back.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a new episode of ONP Unplugged, talking today to the American band Fargo Strut. Now on to today's music. Let's listen to a song by today's featured guest, Fargo Strut. This one is entitled New Day Rising. Listeners, our guest today is a four-piece band from somewhere around the Nashville, Tennessee area. This band formed when two lifelong friends, Jeff Turner and Billy Atkinson, got together to jam. Now, Billy and Jeff both got guitars for Christmas the same year when they were in their early teens. They had played together numerous times throughout the years and found out that they have a very similar taste in music. Billy studied music at MTSU and earned a bachelor's degree in classical music with an emphasis on instrumental performance. Bravo. Now, as fate would have it, when they got back together to play some more music, Billy had a set of drums and became the drummer and singer because that way they could play, write, and have more of a full band sound. Believe and succeed, people! Their music is a hybrid between metal and hard rock that combines an 80s attitude with today's newer sounds. Quoting their own words, when they write and play music that they love and want to share, taking their influences and twisting them into something new and heartfelt. This is a mix of flash and soul with their guitar-oriented styles. This band released their debut album entitled Across the Sky in October 2016, and currently they are preparing a new album
can't cool down with an expected release in October 2018. Stay tuned, folks. Right now, Billy's back to his first and only love, the almighty guitar. I hear you, brother. As the band gets ready to release their latest music and hit the stage again very soon. My organic listeners, help me to welcome Mr. Billy Atkinson from the band Fargo Strut. Hey, Billy, how you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you very much for being a guest here on the best place to unplug, OMP Unplugged. And be sure, folks, to catch Fargo Strut, of course, on the Underverse Records show, Terse. Be sure to check them out on the Facebook. Now, please, Billy, introduce the members of the band and their function within the band Fargo Strut.
Well, my name is Billy Atkinson, and I am the singer and the guitar player in the band. The other guitar player's name is Jeff Turner. He and I have been friends since first grade and have grown up together. And the bass player's name is Chad Grant. He's a great player, and glad to have him back with us. And at the current time, we are looking for a drummer. We're auditioning different people so that we can get back out and play some more.
Now, give us an idea of how you put this whole band together.
Well, it's kind of funny how it worked out. Jeff and I, like I said, have been friends our whole lives. We met in first grade, and we've been friends ever since. We played together a little bit growing up here and there, and then a few years ago, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, we got back together and started playing, and I was mainly a guitar player, but I happened to have a set of drums, and so we started playing. He would bring in a riff, and I would have a riff. We'd see if they would work together. I would do scat vocals to come up with vocal melodies, and it just clicked. We had a lot of fun. Never had a crossword, and so we started just writing songs. Some never got completely finished, but a lot of them that are on the Across the Sky CD are songs that we just came up with, just jamming and having a good time.
Rock and roll, believe and succeed. Now, Billy, why the name Fargo Strut as a name of a band?
That's a good question. When I was growing up, I was a big wrestling fan, and there was a wrestler named Jackie Fargo that pretty much was a legend around where I live in Middle Tennessee. And Jackie Fargo, whenever he would do something to somebody, slam them or knock them down or whatever, he would do a certain walk that has been emulated by many people. Ric Flair does it. Exactly, yep. Jerry Lawler, Bill Dundee, and then the fabulous ones were more of my cup of tea, because Jackie Fargo was a little bit before my time, but he was their mentor, and they would do the Fargo Strut. So I scratched it down on a piece of paper with a big list of possible band names many years ago, and then kind of threw it out there. Jeff was a bit of a wrestling fan also, and another friend of mine thought it was a great idea, so we went with that, and it's kind of opened a few doors here and there.
Rock and roll, thank you. And I want to give a big congratulations to Glenn Jacobs, who recently won the Republican primary for Knoxville, Tennessee, for governor. Okay. Is that right?
Now I think so. I had to look that up. I wasn't sure. I saw your message last night.
Right.
And I was like, oh, and then I saw that was Kane, right? That was, yeah,
right.
Okay. I got
so,
you.
I mean, I don't have a particular party. I just want to congratulate him because I think that's very cool.
Yeah. Right on. That's pretty cool.
Because I think you are a fan of wrestling.
Yeah, it's rather obvious that our guest here, Billy Atkinson, and myself are definitely wrestling fans. Now, let's get back to, you know, the important stuff here. In the band's bio, you say that you're a mix of flash and soul. Now, I get what you mean by soul, but what do you mean by flash?
Well, a lot of the guitar players that caught my ear play kind of flashy. Eddie Van Halen, Randy Rhoads, when Yngwie came along, that was impressive, even though I didn't really want to listen to Yngwie for extended periods of time. But it sure gets your attention when you hear somebody that has that kind of command over the instrument. So I wanted to incorporate both, you know, a lot of emotion and heartfelt playing, but something that is kind of impressive too, because it's fun to watch and fun to hear, as long as it's not overdone.
Who writes the songs for Fargo Strut? Is it a team effort or is it a one person?
Mostly a team effort with Jeff and myself. There have been some songs that I wrote all the parts, but we tend to like the ones where we collaborate better. He'll bring in a part. He usually just writes guitar parts, and I do too, and then we'll see what will work together. I come up with the vocal melodies almost exclusively, and then, you know, I would kind of help Jeff arrange it. If he had some parts, we would get together, and we could write pretty quickly. We would figure out what might be the verse and what might be the chorus, and then we'd have to decide how we're going to get this song started, what are we going to do in the middle, how are we going to end it, and we could usually come up with some pretty, what I thought were pretty good ideas pretty quickly. And so I would say it's a team effort for sure with Jeff and myself.
When did you first realize that Jeff was, in essence, your musical counterpart?
Well, probably all those years ago when we were teens and we got our guitars and we were both trying to learn. You know, there was no YouTube or anything like that, and you're just trying to figure it out by ear. He would maybe have somebody show him something or figure something out, and I would do the same. I remember being a kid and trying to learn something by ear, and I would go show it to my older sister, who was also a hard rock fan, and she'd say, "That's not right." And I'd be like, "God, it would drive me crazy," you know, because I would kind of know I didn't have it down exactly right. So I go back to the drawing board. But he and I both just loved it. Some people get into playing guitar to meet girls or to do the partying thing, but with us, we just always loved the music. Any of that extra stuff was great, of course, but we always just loved hard rock and roll. We were Kiss fans as children, and it kind of, I guess, had an influence on us.
Folks, you're listening to the Organic One, Gabriel Dean, talking today to the American band Fargo Strut, only on ONP Unplugged, the best place to unplug. And now this message from the National Cannabis Patients Wall.
Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Vicky.
And we're from the International Cannabis Patients Wall.
Celebration of our fourth year, we've gone auto.
Now, when you register with us, you're added that evening at midnight. In addition, we offer an online photo album honoring our patients.
We are also excited to announce that through partnership with the Sacred Plant and other affiliations, that we are pleased to provide you with an upcoming docuseries launching in June.
To go to incpwall.org to learn more and take action now.
Cannabis is a humane and civil right issue. Cannabis should not be a legal issue. Share the truth about the cannabis until the truth is public perception and prohibition has been repealed. Thank you for supporting the National Cannabis Patients Wall. To find out more, go to www.ncpwall.org. That's www.ncpwall.org. Fighting for our legal right to access. And before we continue on with this great interview, let's listen to one more song by Fargo Strut. This one is entitled "Wash Your Blues Away."
Time.
Organic listeners. And now, back to the show.
Now, earlier I described your music as a hybrid of metal and hard rock, but I mean, how do you describe your sound? I mean, I want you to describe what you feel Fargo Strut sound is to our organic audience.
To me, it's a hard rock band. It all depends on what you're used to listening to. If you haven't listened to very much modern metal or extreme metal, then we might sound like a metal band to you. But if you've heard some of the heavier stuff that's around these days, we're not that heavy, in my opinion. You know, we've got an edge to it, and I consider us a hard rock band. I think it was the band The Cult was talking about. Metal is more from the waist up, kind of chest beating, and, you know, acting like you're, you know, big and bad. And then rock and roll is from the waist down. It's more about the dynamic between guys and girls, you know. And so anyway, I consider us a hard rock band. That's just how I see it.
Rock and roll. I like the way that was said. Well put. Is Fargo, now, considering that you went to MTSU, is Fargo Strut a DIY band, or are you actively searching for a label? Kind of share your secrets or if your tactics as to the direction you want to take this band.
Well, I would like to reach as many people as possible just to share the music, because it's music that if I heard it, I would think, I really like that. You know, I want to maybe check out some more songs from that band. And that's probably how everybody feels. I understand that. But I just want to share the music with as many people as possible. But I don't know if I did have a chance to sign a record deal, if I would be very enthusiastic about that. I wouldn't want somebody telling me what to play or how to write the songs or what to do with it. I would like the promotion side. That would be wonderful. But, you know, now in history, the playing field is more level than it's ever been, but it's also more saturated with bands and people doing it. But you don't have to win the lottery and get the big contract like it used to be. But on the other hand, there's so many bands out there, it's hard to make a wave and get some attention. So anyway, I prefer it the way it is, though. I think you've got a better shot. If your music's good and you can somehow let people hear it, then it should start to grow from there, I would think.
Now, I know that you currently have a day job, and I also know that you are a professional musician in your own right and with education. Kudos to you. So where in that spectrum would you expect to get with Fargo Strut?
I have a really cool job. I teach PE to pre-K through first graders, and so I get the summers off. And you know, I think of a lot of grown men, their patients would wear thin dealing with the little ones, but I love them. They're funny and enthusiastic. So I dig my job, but of course, if I could just make a living writing and playing music I love, I would go that route for sure.
Are you married? Do you have children?
I am married, and I've been a foster parent of 8 children. Ooh. And one of which we adopted, and I have a biological son. My adopted son is just turned 12, and my biological son just turned 8, but they're both my sons. I love them with all my heart, and I'm glad to have them.
Rock and roll, that's absolutely beautiful, the organic way.
And I am married to my wonderful wife. We've been together forever, and she is awesome.
Great. Are those kids maybe future musicians? How do you see them?
Well, my oldest son has a ton of talent. I don't know if he will pursue it and develop it, but he can play drums really well. He can sing. But my younger son, he doesn't seem that interested in it, but when I was 8 years old, I wasn't very interested in it either. I had to take piano lessons and hated it, but I'm glad I did. I think it might have lit a little spark somewhere in there. I don't know.
What do you hope to accomplish with Fargo Strut in 2018?
I hope to have the CD released. That's the main goal, and then get the band back into shape where we can play out and play some gigs. So,
where can we go see you guys perform once you are ready to head out?
Well, that's a good question. It depends. The gigs just kind of materialize. It's kind of funny how it's all worked out, but we have never really gone out looking for gigs. They kind of came our way, but we play. I live in Middle Tennessee in a little, well, it's not that little anymore, but a place called Laverne, Tennessee. And we've played in Murfreesboro, which is where MTSU is. It's a big college town. And also in Nashville. We're pretty close to Nashville. So anywhere around there is where we usually play, basically in bars.
So what makes Fargo Strut a band that we should all listen to and, in fact, tell everyone that we know of?
Well, a lot of hard rock or metal, to me, is kind of dreary and dark. And I like some really heavy stuff, but I also like music that's fun and has a groove to it that, that's not so dark and dreary. I mean, there's most of the heavier stuff these days is pretty dark and depressing, and I'm a happy guy. I like to have fun, I like to play some good old crunchy distorted guitar really loud, and I write about, a lot of times you might call them hard rock love songs or whatever, but the dynamics between men and women, girls and boys, males and females, or whatever. And we have other songs about a lot of other different things, but I just focused mainly on the guitar. That's what got my ear as a kid. And having a good riff, and a rhythm that is catchy, and then build a song around that. And that's just what I dig. And I think a lot of people used to listen to that type of music, and I don't think it's out there that much anymore.
Totally agree with you, and I also am one of those musicians that likes to play happy songs and feel good stuff, as you say.
Yeah.
Though my sound, I'm hoping to make it more of a blues or something to that effect, but that's a different ballgame altogether. Billy Atkinson of Fargo Strut, please share your contact information with our organic listeners so that we can follow you, and we're looking forward to that new release come October.
Okay, well, at the moment, we're not on Twitter or anything else yet. We just have our Facebook page. So I'm hoping now that Chad's back in the band that he will, he's a computer guy and he can get a lot of things rolling. He's a hardworking dude. And so maybe we can get some more stuff like Twitter up and going. But for the most part, we post on our Facebook page, and that's how we kind of get our word out to our fans.
And while I got you here, I want you to know that I know for a fact that Big Lee of the Underverse Record Show is a hell of a producer. He recently did some work for his pal Riff and me for a song that was created by Riff for Slam. So what I'm saying to you is I think you should attempt to contact him and have him maybe do an album or so many EPs and see what happens. I think the collaboration would be good. I don't know any more detail other than maybe that's a good place for you to start.
Okay, that's something to keep in mind. I appreciate that information.
And I want to thank you, Billy Atkinson of Fargo Strut, for being a guest here on ONP Unplugged, the best place to unplug. Stay in the love and light. All will be all right.
All right. Thank you, sir. It was a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Folks, be sure to tune in to the best place to unplug, ONP Unplugged, Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on WildDogsRadio.com. Music, the organic way. And before we get to the end of this episode of the best place to unplug, ONP Unplugged, be sure to follow us on the Twitter at ONP Unplugged, like us on the Facebook, find us and subscribe to us on the YouTube channel, and be sure to go to gabrieldean.wix.com/GabrielDean. That's gabrieldean.wix.com/GabrielDean for all the latest episodes and unplug with us wherever you go. Folks, right now I want to send a very special thank you to today's featured guest, the American hard rock band Fargo Strut, for being our guest here at the best place to unplug, ONP Unplugged. I also want to thank the most important part of ONP Unplugged, you, our organic listeners from around the world, Brazil, Hungary, Colombia, and right here in the good old US of A, Ashburn, Virginia, Knox, Indiana, Urbana, Ohio, Stockton, California, and many other places around the world. Folks, stay tuned on Wild Dogs Radio and listen to more ONP Unplugged, the best place to unplug. Unplugged. OMP Unplugged was written, directed, created, and edited, produced by Liliana Ochoa and Gabriel Dean. All rights reserved, 2018. Now let's listen to one more song by today's featured guest, Fargo Strutt. This one is entitled, Tear Me Away. Stay in the love and light, all will be all right.
This is Riff of Slam, and you've been listening to OMP Unplugged with Gabriel D. Gabriel D. Gabriel D.